from targeted individual as lone wolf terrorist. Introduction to the Op Catalyst website, which has now been removed from the internet. I am what is called a targeted individual or enemy of the state. Becoming an enemy of the state is quite easy. Uncover a few of its crimes and criminal conspiracies, be as investigative and honest as you can be, and you'll be an enemy of the state quite quickly. In my case, after some years of investigative research, I uncovered existing mysteries about my own life while attracting the attention and interest of government intelligence services and their secret police. These government operations are clandestine, or secret, or classified. Things a government calls secret are many times very illegal, and activities a government classifies are sometimes outright criminal. You can measure a government's illegality and criminality in the vast number of documents it conceals from public view. Governments which target persons in the way they have targeted me are mafia states, meaning the government operates in secret as a highly evolved mafia. The way a mafia targets people is by surrounding the target mostly with others connected to or owned by the mafia state. Informants, government employees, snitches, lackeys. And the reason for this is because you are of more value to the government than you are a physical threat. In my case, I was targeted at a young age because of my artistic skills, observational abilities, and computer programming knowledge for what the Canadian and American governments have been testing on me, which is a highly sophisticated wireless surveillance and an unbelievably advanced intelligence and military technology. It goes under various names. I call it virtual telepathy, or VT. It's called remote neural monitoring and prompting, brain repatterning, and EEG fingerprinting. Basically, it's a way to wirelessly monitor anybody using the body's biometric displacement field and also computer interfacing the target's brain patterns. This transforms a target, that is, a responsive target, into a test subject for a super spy, soldier, and super policing program. Virtual telepathy, VT, is a bit of a parlor trick, being a combination of hands-free biometric surveillance and remotely prompting the human target to receive and acknowledge these prompts. It may seem like telepathy, but it's only one way. You are a targeted individual with no formal affiliation to the government, its military, police, or intelligence services. The reason for this is simple. This elaborately advanced surveillance technology and its clandestine handlers will drive you insane. It is a weapon, and it is also the most powerful of weapons, being invisible. Imagine wearing a set of wireless earbuds or Secret Service ear prompter where you are receiving wireless radio instructions day and night, even in your sleep. To wake up, to go for a walk, to turn left, to turn right, to stop, to start, to nod yes, or shake your head no, like an obedient soldier. Now imagine receiving those instructions after taking off those physical headphones, and that these signals can reach your head wirelessly anywhere you go, like a radio. You can understand why intelligence, military, and police desire this immensely, as there are no communications which can be monitored or intercepted by a third party. It is private, discreet, and transmitted through an anonymous computer interface to the target's own brain fingerprint, which is theirs and theirs alone, exploiting the same wireless frequencies which are all around us. Adapting to this technology requires isolating the target and destroying their life and sanity in a complete personality disintegration, thereby infiltrating their brain. Canada has a history of this brain repatterning going back to the 1950s with the government and CIA-funded MKUltra program at McGill University with Dr. Ewan Cameron. Like every type of weapon, governments never stop advancing them. It took me a long time to adapt to the VT weapon I was and am subjected to, over 10 years. It also involved treatment with antipsychotics so that I could both endure it and remain sane with undisturbed sleep. The reality is that this weapon's development has been going on in various forms through the participation of the American, Canadian, Israeli, and British governments for quite some time, and they generally use prisoners who are both helplessly and constantly monitored in jail cells. These governments, all the way to the top, want virtually telepathic soldiers, spies, and secret police, expanding the required wireless neural monitoring to global populations, whether they know about it or not.